brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Are on the road. This is our number two. We have an activist who's doing a great job out in California trying to get Florida out of the water, popping in for two segments because it's all about victory coming up in the next segment. Then Aaron Dykes is going to do the third hour. I'm going to be back in Austin tomorrow, my friends. Been an amazing trip out here on the road. I've really got to ruminate and mull over and stew, cogitate, process would be the modern trendy term, how incredible it is meeting thousands of InfoWars listeners, supporters, fellow travelers, lovers of freedom. Just so incredible. And to see the light in their eyes and the families bringing their children, and just to look into the eyes of people of every race, color, creed, religion who love freedom. It's like looking into your own soul. And it was a wonderful communion, a wonderful fellowship, a wonderful brotherhood, sisterhood, humanness. And I do not feel worthy to be bringing you this information. I do not feel worthy to be reaching as many people as I am. And I am humbled and I am thankful. But I am dedicated, and I am aggressive, and I am in your corner because you are in mine. We're all in this together. The elite are going to destroy themselves if they're successful. We're even trying to save them. I'm way past even hating these murdering, vicious control freaks. Some of their darker servants are just totally turned over to destruction. And I don't hate them. I want to destroy them. I want to shut them down. I want to break them so they can't go on hurting people, but it's more disgust. See, I'm beyond fear. I'm beyond horror. I'm beyond any of it. I understand how things work. I know the basics. And if we can just get the general public to wake up to the basics, which will mind blow you, the basics will blow your mind. The basics of this universe, the basic laws of human activity, and the secrets of human activity are so mind-blowing. Like, I know more about women now than I ever knew in my entire... Just, I can't even imagine how much I understand women now. And then I don't even care to try to even use the information. That's another problem with the knowledge. It is one thing to know how men operate, to know how women operate. And when you're conscious, when you're illuminated, as the Illuminati calls it, but they're not really illuminated, they create a counterfeit. People are probably like, illuminated? That's Illuminati. No. That's their term. They call it illuminated. Well, Christ said, I bring the light, or you're the light of the world. Does that mean you're Illuminati? No. The devil system creates a counterfeit. And I'm not even Bible thumping here at you. I'm talking about just general ideas of being awake. And I love it when somebody walks up to me on the street and they say, I'm awake, or I woke up. That says it all. That doesn't mean you're believing what I believe. That doesn't mean you're seeing what I see. It means you yourself are going, wow, there's more than meets the eye. There's a lot going on here. I better start not just going along to get along. I better start really trying to figure things out. That's what waking up means. When you're asleep, you don't know where you are. You're in the dark. You're dreaming. You're in a fantasy land. When you're awake, you're at least open and staring and trying to figure things out. And being awake, knowing how people work, knowing what motivates people, knowing these secrets is just incredible. And I just want to try to teach them to people. It doesn't mean I implement them. Doesn't mean I carry it all out. I'm not even conscious when it comes to fighting tyranny. I mean, I'm just up here. I fight so hard, I don't have time to craft what I say or doing. It's pretty much just guts. What I'm telling you, who I am, what I'm thinking, what I am realizing it, I am seeing it, I am understanding it, and I am resonating out there to you. You must awaken. You must get involved. You must get informed. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv is streaming the show live right now.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Why? No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream. And the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us here today. It, of course, is Tuesday, the 28th day of February, 2012. And I am on the road. Here today, we got into our destination about midnight from driving out of Orlando, Florida, where we talked to a overcapacity crowd of over 1,100 people. They never sold out that auditorium facility we were at. And I really appreciate all of you coming out and helping us get out to Orlando and to Dallas, Texas. I do plan in May or June to now do a bigger trip out west to affiliates in New Mexico, Arizona, California, and then maybe Utah, Washington State, and then cut down through Colorado back to Texas. I mean, I might do something where I talk to six different radio affiliate audiences and also have big events. The issue is I'm traveling this time with my family, and we don't like to keep the kids up past midnight or so here on the RV. So we pulled into a hotel to stay last night. And as too many of us really stay on the bus or RV most nights. We stayed on it some evenings. And then by the time we get up in the morning and everything, the kids wake up about 6 a.m. Poor Richard is in there hooking up the equipment. We hadn't tested doing it from the bus yet, and the hotel Wi-Fi wasn't making it through the wall out here in the middle of nowhere in the Florida Panhandle. So we're out in the bus and drove to a spot to find where we had good stuff. And as soon as we turned the generator off, there wasn't enough power, even though it says there was, to run things. But that's the kind of unforeseen things. Great job to the crew, though, getting us on air. They set up a great system that has three backups, but that itself was using too much power. So we're just coming to you via the miracle of Skype right now. And we're beta testing this. And this is the beta trip. I think the beta trip did about a 95. I would have been happy if we got a B+. Still, we got right at about a A+. So just exemplary job. To the entire InfoWars crew, and again, you, the listeners and affiliates out there, while we're testing this out and doing this. But it's amazing to be reaching probably more than 3 million people over this three-hour show today, conservatively, from a RV in the Florida panhandle over Skype. Just incredible. And it'll be even better next time. Of course, if I broadcast from an affiliate almost every time I'm out of town, I can just broadcast directly from their own systems via ISDN line once we do that. But again, this was a beta test from the road itself, and I'll be on the road again tomorrow and then back in studio. Hallelujah. This has been fun, but I'm ready to get back to the Hacienda. Okay, some of the news, and we're going to our guest, but I'm going to cover this news after our guest is gone at probably about 40 after or so. Rights group petitions FAA on use of drones in U.S. skies. Watchdogs warns that UAVs increase First Amendment risk for would-be political dissenters. Ethicists argue killing newborn babies should be allowed, saying the government will decide if you are a human. And a lot of these ethicists that head up the major hospital boards, you can pull it up, say kill babies that are even 3 years old, even if they're healthy. The state will assess if you're going to be a good citizen and if you have value. That goes back to a bunch of eugenicists, Bertrand Russell and others, Bernard Shaw, George Bernard Shaw. We've got video clips of that old film. We played it, and then 6 months later, Glenn Beck played the exact same clips on a show, which I think is great. My son, Glenn Beck, who copies everything I do, which is good, is getting better and better. In fact, he got good enough to get kicked out of Fox. I know the inside baseball on that. So even if they kill me, my son, who's kind of a little too neoconish and things, still, he's growing. He's turning into more of a patriot. And I'm proud of my son, Glenn Beck. Okay, I'm serious. I am. It's a little bit of a joke there, but he is my son. And my son has done some dirty tricks to me in the past. He doesn't want folks to know who his father is. And that's okay. Continuing. People like Ron Paul and G. Edward Griffin and countless others are my father. In political awakening, my physical father helped wake me up to the New World Order. My uncle, my mother's brother, really helped wake me up. Bobby Vaughn, John Bircher, would babysit me when I was 2, 3, 4 years old, or next door neighbor, and play anti-Illuminati Anthony Hilder records while I would run over and steal a drink of his beer. I mean, you know, a lot of people are my father as well, but I am Glenn Beck's father, and we all know that. No, that's not true. That's impossible. No, Glenn, I am your father. Search your feelings, Glenn. You know it to be true. Okay, continuing here. I was talking to one Fox News guy, and they said that Glenn got so mad whenever I put out that public letter, open letter to Glenn Beck, and said, look, Glenn, I know you're copying all my info. Quit twisting it. He reportedly went into a conniption fit and threw fits at Fox News and said, I will, you know, do this and that if you ever have Alex Jones on. I was told this directly by a Fox News host. I'm just going to leave it at that. What? You don't want to be? Okay, now I'm digressing. I apologize. We've got the big news coming up. As Utah moves to block the secret arrest, secret imprisonment of U.S. citizens off to the FEMA camps. I thought there were no FEMA camps, but they say they'll secretly arrest us and kill us if they want to. But there's no camps. They're not going to hold us. We have the biggest prison population in the world. Oh, and of course, the biggest news, I talk about it so much, it's kind of passe, but they are going to release, New York Times reported last Friday. I put a video out on this, and people are saying it's not true. Okay, it's not true then. It's just the government admits they're going to release the weaponized, airborne, transmittable to human, super bird flu, that the old version, if when humans could catch it, it's like 65, 70 or so, it varies in the study, percent die. But the good news is humans usually can't get it. You got to get it directly into your body. It's not airborne. But if you get it, 6.5 times out of 10, you're deader than a fat hammer. Well, now they souped it up and made it airborne, and they're going to release the RNA sequence and tell you how to make it. But I'm an extremist for being upset about that. You know, if it gets out, I don't know, my kids will probably die, get buried. And the globalists all said they want to kill us. They're building bunkers and seed vaults and poisoning the water and food. And talk all the time about releasing a bioweapon to kill most of us and take over what's left of the earth, better than a neutron bomb to reduce population. But I'm supposed to not be concerned about that. I'm fear-mongering. You know what? I'm real sorry. I'm real sorry I'm warning you. Even the FBI and others are freaking out over it, saying, do not release that. Do not release it. I told the government, go visit Pianca, who heads up the biology department at UT, talking about how he wants to kill 90% of people with airborne Ebola and going, it will be released soon. I'm sad for my family that has to die, but we need to. And I'm like, red alert, folks. He's in the biology department saying that soon the weaponized Ebola will be released. But I'm not supposed to be concerned about that. You know what? I hope that cooler heads prevail and this stuff doesn't get released. But they're setting up plausible deniability for all these different weaponized things to get released. Bird flu is just one of them. The mouse pox kills over 90% of the mammals it comes in contact with. Some studies, 98-99%. Now, if that isn't the top story for people that really want to be concerned, I love my wife, I love my children, I love my family, and I don't want the globalists to win. They're publishing it next week. There are thousands of labs that within a month, they estimate, will be able to develop it. How long until the crazy eugenicist that works at one of these releases it? How long until it accidentally gets out? All right, I'm going to shut up and go to our guest till 40 after, and then I'm going to get into the FEMA camp news. But I tell you, you idiots that laugh at me out there, I know why you laugh, because you're scared. You see everything I talk about coming true, and I'm telling you what's coming next. What's the real probability? I'm talking about you dying. And they'll probably have some vaccine that sterilizes you or something as a side effect that they'll give you to save you from this. Then the question is, are you going to take that? And I'll have to watch the very perpetrators grandstanding as a bunch of saviors. Now, let's shift gears to the so-called sodium fluoride, which is a cover for a type of acid with hundreds of heavy metals and other garbage in it. Hundreds of bad things, including multiple heavy metals, to be technical. Jeff Green, National Director of Citizens for Safe Drinking Water in San Diego, where they've almost gotten it out but haven't been able to, like Tampa, Florida, and areas of Canada. We're going to break here in about a minute and a half, but tell us what's coming up, Jeff, and the success you've been able to have and where this fight is. Okay, buddy?
Well, thank you very much for having me on the program. The city of San Diego that you're mentioning actually had a law that prohibited fluoridation since the early 1950s. And it took a lot for them to finally try to shove it down San Diego's throat, and they may have done so for as long as 2 years, but there's nothing yet that suggests they'll be able to continue beyond that point.
I should have added, they're fighting to fluoridate there. That's right. It was months ago I wanted to get you on, and I'd forgotten what it was about, and my producer told me you were on. So absolutely, I just knew you were fighting it out there, and it was a big battle.
Well, it is, and the difference being is that for the longest time we were able to block it, and for a two-year period of time now, they will have it in the water through the city of San Diego, but we don't believe that they'll be able to continue beyond that. In the state of California, more than 110 cities turned down fluoridation, and so they quit trying to work with it on an individual city level, and they went to the state and rushed it through and bragged about rushing it through so that people didn't have any opportunity to respond. And so,
all right, stay there.
Yes.
As we come back, that's right. That's the new attack plan, New Jersey, California, Arkansas, everywhere. They're coming in and trying to have the states make you take it by law, which is incredibly criminal. We'll be right back with our guest straight ahead on how we can beat these eugenicists.
I've seen longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com is making deals because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. Stay tuned for a free offer from BePrepared.com. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. Now the sale items. Right now through February 29th, save 15% on canned bacon, 28% on a working with wheat combo, 28% on a one-month supply of freeze-dried and dehydrated food, and more, all at BePrepared.com. Plus, order $75 or more and get a free $25 gift card by using promo code Genesis35 at checkout at BePrepared.com. Limit one per customer. This sale ends February 29th. Call 800-222-9596 and experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-222-9596. Hurry, sale ends February 29th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Some clips of Jeff Green speaking before the city council. He's also an effective national figure educating people. I've seen him on Dr. Mercola's show and his reports. And the issue here is that all over the United States, we've educated people. The FDA's own scientists have come out and said it gives you bone cancer. Dental fluorosis doesn't help you. It's very toxic. It's more than just fluoride in there. It's a cover name for toxic waste. Let's get it out. And their response is, okay, we'll just pass a law making you have it. Because it's a giant industry that it would have to pay to store this. And the eugenicists like it because it's another nasty thing to do. I mean, this is, you're being assaulted, folks. And this hoax is starting to come down. Just like with the vaccines, people aren't vaccinating now. They're trying to make it the law. They shoot your kids up in California without telling you with the Gardasil and other stuff. So go ahead, Jeff Green, break down the fight you've got in San Diego, what the state's trying to do, and the next level of the fight, sir.
Well, actually, it's all over the United States, and I guess if I could just mention that there's a couple of things that should have already resolved all this. When the Journal of American Dental Association, the journal that almost all the dentists who belong to the ADA, you know, usually receive, when it came out in the year 2000 as a cover story and told people it doesn't work when you swallow it, you would have thought it would have gone away. When the CDC and the Centers for Disease Control, most of your audience probably knows that, but the Centers for Disease Control came out with a report that called it one of the most important things that had happened in the last century. And but if you look at page 4, it says it doesn't. There's no correlation between the amount of fluoride that's in the enamel of the tooth and whether you have tooth decay or not. And that there's not enough fluoride in the saliva to have impact. So what most people think are the accurate way of going about that, or the best way to go about this, is to educate them or provide them the information. Most of the time what you get is somebody saying, thanks for sharing. And so what we've had to find is that there are, when someone actually hears about this for the very first time, is they're almost incredulous as to how all this could be true. And one of the questions that comes up is, how could this happen? If that's true, how do they get by with it? And the truth is they break the law. They actually break the law. The difference is those laws or regulations that are also part of those laws are kind of wound up in a bureaucratic maze that means the average citizen can't just go running in and shoot at it and have it stop.
Instead, I'm glad you just hit the nail on the head. It's criminal to forcibly medicate even with a good drug because of the Nuremberg Code, common sense, common law, and federal law, state law. But to put a deadly toxic waste in the water, mislabel it, call it fluoride, when it's not even that, as you know,
right,
and know that it's doing this because the politicians are paid off, it is criminal. And it's time to start going after them with civil lawsuits, bare minimum.
Well, we actually do have a lawsuit that was filed this last year. It was filed here in the Federal District Court down in San Diego, Federal District Court of Southern California. And it was individuals who live in the San Diego County region of California. Actually, it's Southern California. And it was filed against Metropolitan Water District of Southern California that delivers something like water to something 17 million people. And what the claim was is not that fluoride's bad, despite that's what most people wanted to talk about. Instead, it was that they knowingly added a substance that has never been approved for the claims that they've been making, and that they did it without anybody's consent, and that they've taken this hydrofluosilicic acid, which is hard for most people to say, but in fact they took this particular substance. They weren't compelled by the state to do it. They did it on their own, and they basically have been shoving it down everybody's throat. So this particular lawsuit has gone through the complaint cycle. It's gone through what is normal would be the Metropolitan Water District basically having a motion to dismiss. We oppose that, then they reply, and we were supposed to have actually heard oral arguments on it as of January 26th. The judge has the option to not do that and to hold off for a while. We haven't had an answer back for it, but you know, we've anticipated in many cases that if you're in the lower court that you're still going to have to go to the appellate court, and we're prepared to go all the way with this. But it's very narrowly focused. It's focused on the fact that they have practiced the deceptive business practices by not telling everybody that none of this stuff has ever been approved for anybody, and then secondarily that they're adding an unapproved drug to the water without our consent. And so that's the primary aspect of the case, to go directly to what you're talking about. Now,
and I think it's also good to launch more torpedoes. I mean, others can do it. You've done your job. And to sue city council people who are getting campaign money, you can go get their filings, find out where they got it, when they've gotten money from the phosphate industry. You can also go after them for deception. You can also go after them basically for bribes. You can go after them for the fact that they're engaged in fraud, putting a toxic chemical in your water, or political campaign contributions. And even if they survive the lawsuit, it'll force it into the news. Look, they're assaulting us with chemical weapons. We will assault them with lawsuits. And we'll be right back, Mr. Green. You're doing an incredible job. We're going to learn more how we get on the offensive against these murdering trash. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe. 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sped up phase, phase for liberty. I realize what I'm facing. I know we're going up against hardcore scientific killers that think we're so stupid we'll just pay attention to football and baseball and fashion and not care about the GMO designed to sterilize us or the deadly sodium fluoride. We're being assaulted. The cancer rates are up over 2,000% on average. I got a lot of friends and family that are dead or are dying, and I'm mad about it. I don't like it. You understand that? I take it personal. They didn't screw me up. They didn't screw me up. You know, I've known neighbors and stuff that have caught, you know, years ago, kids in their garage stealing beer or whatever. I've got one quasi-acquaintance, I've known him off and on for years, who caught a teenager in there stealing, didn't have a gun on him, and beat the guy to a pulp. And police came, and he didn't get in trouble for it. It's his right to do it. But, I mean, I'll be honest, if I catch somebody stealing a lawnmower or something and running off with it, I'm probably not going to stomp them. I'm going to say, hey, that's, you know, that's mine. And then if they bow up or something, you know. The point is, it's not worth the danger. I don't get mad at them. Now, you come in my house, I'm going to kill you because that's your home invading now. My point is, I'm not going to get mad over a neighbor's dog going to the bathroom or something. Like, I've seen neighbors years ago. That's why I moved into the country, getting arguments with each other over their dog going in their yard, or people parking in their parking space in apartments. I actually heard about a fight between a guy I knew and some other guy back when I lived in an apartment like 12 years ago. And the cops came and everything, I was told. There was blood everywhere. I just knew that I saw, blood and stuff on the ground and heard about it from the neighbors. The point is, you all know those stories. Oh, if you parked in my parking space, stop doing it. Hey, man, don't bow up to me. You got a problem? Let's go. I mean, so what if somebody parks in your parking space? I mean, go over and say something to them. They bow up to you. Okay, whatever. I'll just start parking in yours. Okay? You want to be a punk? I mean, that's the way I am. And then I guess if somebody got in my face and hits me, I'll get in a fight with them. But somebody's trying to poison my kids and me? Man, I mean, I'm mad. I mean, I'm angry. I mean, I'm in the mode to pull somebody's head off. But I'm going to physically fight them, because that's how we do it in the 21st century. But I'm going to savagely call them out. And I'm going to try to activate the same survival instincts that I know you've got that I've got. Let me tell you something. There's unlimited energy in survival. There's unlimited energy in taking stuff personal. There's unlimited energy in getting focused and getting angry and taking action like Jeff Green's doing. And I want him to give out any websites so people can duplicate what he's done. They've successfully for years blocked fluoride being added to 16 million people. Because that San Diego pumps out to everybody in that whole area there in Orange County and the rest of it. The most populous area of the country after Manhattan. And they're close to getting it out now. For 2 years, the feds came in with the state, spent millions. I'm going from memory. He can correct me, but getting it in there. And now in other places, in Canada, in states like New Jersey, in Arkansas, they passed laws last year saying we're going to fluoridate. Now they're coming in and saying, parents, you need to give your kids fluoride tablets if you're on a well. There's fluoride baby water everywhere. They know we're waking up, so their answer to hide this criminal hoax is to just get more in our face, just like the vaccine makers. A, do you agree with that statement, Jeff?
I would like to change some of the facts that you have with part of it, but probably more importantly, we have ways to stop this. And part of it is to take that anger and injustice, which you experience and I experience, and we both know it's not just the fluoride. It's at all of these intrusions that place you in peril. And to basically shift that in this particular issue, instead of, because what they want us to do is to fight about it, because what that does is allow them to just call people's name and try to characterize it and so forth. And so if you're a small enough community, you can overwhelm that. You can do it through your own personal presence, and you can spend the time and energy. But when you've got the media working against you, unfortunately, the people's minds you have to change, unfortunately, aren't listening to you most of the time. So we've actually found ways to be able to guide people through so that that we can actually focus on accountability, on full disclosure, transparency, compliance with all the laws, and, in conformance with already established standards. And what we find out is we already have things in our favor that will allow us to stop this.
But let me stop you again. Let me stop you and then give you the floor. They tried to pass a law last year to not let the TSA grope people sexually in the airport. And then finally some state reps went, wait a minute, it's already against the law. That's why the state police and FBI can't do this. How are you doing this? Well, they created a new agency and just gave them executive authority that doesn't stand up to do it. So we don't need another law. Just enforce the regular laws that are there. Go ahead.
Well, you're exactly right. And like I said before, what happens is we have this bureaucratic maze that exists all across the country, which basically prevents the average citizen from being able to get through it. So what we actually do is show people, here's how you can do that. Here's how you peel back the layers. If you try to do it all at one time, it's kind of like, the guy with the rifle charging up the hill and you wonder why he got shot. We have them surrounded. They actually, we know that they're not in the right. We have too many people who know what's going on. But as long as we run in to get them instead of realizing, well, how do we pull this apart? And so I'm happy for people to call me and talk to me. We can actually look at, formalizing basically a very unique situation for their particular community so that you can peel these things back and force it so that you no longer have this interference with you getting the best drinking water available. And Alex, as well as anything, this is, the fluoridation angle is just the tip of the spear. It's somebody that knows that it was wrong. wrong from the very beginning, and as long as they keep on calling it the greatest thing in the world, you're supposed to continue forward with it. It's just the tip of the spear of all these things.
You're right, because if you can prove that they know that, say, the H1N1 vaccine didn't protect you and doubles your chances of getting the regular flu, major government studies of Canada and the U.S., and then the companies know it's a hoax, if you could show them that it was the end of World War II, the people really trusted the government for the first time in U.S. history, we were the good guys, and they said, hey, we're going to put this in your water to help your teeth. And folks are like, yeah, but some people said, no, it's going to dumb the public down. It was used in the camps. They're like, oh, shut up, conspiracy theorist. And now here we are all these years later, and we've seen the health effects of it. The awakening is here. And I've studied the different cities, depending on what company they buy it from. I looked up like 2 years ago from insiders. What was in Missouri sent me the data sheet on it. The so-called fluoride they were buying from China had over 300 chemicals in it. And it was just pure toxic waste, and they called it fluoride. And as you pointed out, even the so-called pure fluoride isn't even fluoride. Talk a little bit about what we know they're putting in under the name fluoride and some of the health effects that we know about. I mean, I know you're going at the basics that it's illegal to do this. And then I want you to speak to the fact, because I know you've seen it. Fox News, you know, is saying, oh, maybe lithium needs to be in the water. The Japanese government's saying another toxic heavy metal, because, you know, that'll cut down on suicide. And, oh, we want to put statins in the water. You know, even kids need them, which they admit basically were.
That's part of it that's been out now. And, of course, if we had applied any of what we call criteria or standards, you know, that basically would have to do with anything we put in the water, none of these things would survive, because you'd ask for them to take the burden of accountability on it. So this is actually part of how we've been able to affect in an area that, let's say, has been fluoridated for 40 or 50 years and realize that that place doesn't – the public policy has been supported by the courts. The courts have basically, even though I don't agree with it, they basically said that the public policy is a legitimate government interest to reduce harm to people. The difference being is that you now get down to what shows up in the truck. And what you're talking about, the actual substance is typically hydrofluosilicic acid. And this hydrofluosilicic acid is not present in nature by itself. It's created by pouring sulfuric acid over the ore that in the phosphate mines. It creates a gas, and this gas, they spray water down on top of it and capture it, and they now have this slurry of chemicals. They have arsenic and lead and cadmium and mercury and to a certain extent radionuclides. They actually have a whole series of, not because they were added, but because they were part of the ore in the first place. Now, the amazing part is the reason why they had to actually pour the sulfuric acid over the ore and separate it out is because normal plants would not be able to use the phosphate as fertilizer if it had fluoride with it, because most plants will not take it up through the root system. And so because of that, they're actually taking this substance that plants won't take and now separating it and then shipping it out to everybody. And the amazing part is in 1988, the U.S. EPA gave up all oversight of direct water additives. Now, most people think EPA is, you know, would be controlling that. They gave it all up.
Yeah, let's be clear. The EPA last year, without law, started putting $1,000 to $5,000 fines per infraction. And after the third infraction, they could adjudicate $1 million fines. Look it up. On hay dust, and began sending agents out without warrants with meters, just like when a cop pulled me over and did a meter on light on my window tint and said, oh, I guess it isn't too dark. You can go. They have meters with a little light they shoot from point to point. This is on record. I've seen it on the news. And boom, if there's hay dust in your barn, bam, OSHA fines. Oh, hay dust, grass dust.
Right.
Now, of course, there's dust in a barn. I believe me, I've loaded a lot of hay up into the loft. The point is, it's to shut down small business. Meanwhile, there's no regulation over water additives, and so it's the biggest joke. I want to explain this again. I've done reports. I've done videos. You can go to Infowars.com and just type in fluoride from China. We did whole reports on it. I was told about it by insiders and did a search, found articles on it. I was told by family, actually, in East Texas that runs a water department in a small town, and they well, I'm not going to get them in trouble. Let's just say a lot of water departments go, the city may be paying for this, we're just going to get rid of it. The problem is they put it in a field, it'll kill the whole field. They can't dump it in a creek, it'll kill everything. But I'm going to just shut up. I'm going to stop right there. The point is, there's a bunch of water department people that are quietly just getting rid of the fluoride on the side because they know and have read it. And on there, most of it now is, a lot of it's from China, a lot of it's from Florida. But the stuff from China, you think they're just putting melamine in the milk. You think they're just putting lead in the toys. Folks, their worst toxic waste, mercury, lead, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes. And see, I've been talking about this now for years, and people get their local news to cover it. You put a Geiger counter on the city pipes, it's radioactive, and they go, we don't know where it's coming from. Must be the lake. Terrorists must have put radiation in there. And I'm like, no, your city got caught. It's the additive. It's the residue. Radiation is not good for your teeth. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. I'm ranting. It's just, this is so incredible. This is so off the charts. We've got to warn people.
Well, and in fact, what happens is, the promoters of fluoridation would say that it's all certified, but what they forget to mention to anybody is that it's never batch tested, meaning that they might have a certification even one time a year, and most of us aren't too happy about thinking what kind of certification took place over in China. But in any case, they're not certified for what shows up in the truck. They just basically say, yeah, we've been certified one time a year. So, you know, a large part of the way that we've been able to basically address this is to make certain we get down to exactly what you're talking about, and we're dealing specifically with the product and making certain that someone becomes accountable for it. Well, guess what? Nobody wants to raise their hand. And I'd be happy if I know you have a short time today, if you want to give out my email or something like that or telephone number, I'm happy to take calls.
Absolutely. We're just going to get you on for one or two segments, but I wanted to have basically banner for the whole hour now if you've got time. Give me the best websites you think to look at, your email for folks that want to link up with you. I think you're one of the most articulate, focused, professional guys on this subject. But, I mean, you know, if you were in Soviet Russia where on record they put fluoride in the water, that was even in the Nuremberg trials where the Nazis learned about it to make people sedate. If you were there, if you worked in an orphanage and they told you to put poison in the kid's milk, how about you just dump the milk in the trash can and say you're poisoning the kids? You know, if you don't have the courage to speak out, it's time for water department people. I know a lot of them are waking up and going to the city and saying, take it out. But the lobbyists come and give them a little bit of money because the city's paying millions on average for the poison. But, I mean, how about at least you just throw it in the landfill? How about, I mean, I'm telling folks that work at water districts, it's poison. You know it's poison. You know the insert on it says if you ate a gram of this, it would kill you. Then why are you putting it in the water, sending it to your family downstream and everybody else? It's time for people to not just sue. I think it's good to sue, good to be focused, good to be calm. But I think it's also good to run around like a chicken with your head cut off. That's very effective, Mr. Green, to wake people up out of their trance. All of us are attacking on different fronts in different ways because this is run around like a chicken with your head cut off issue. When they're putting lead, mercury, radon, uranium, plutonium, radioactive particles in there as well. And after a water district's been doing it for 10 years, local news checked into what I said and put Geiger counters on the water department pipes, and it's, you know, 50 times in one newscast over what it's supposed to be. The Geiger counter's pegging. But then the news isn't allowed to say it's the fluoride. They run around bumbling, saying, we don't know why. I mean, do you see the level of the hoax I'm talking about here, sir?
Well, I certainly do. And, in fact, that's one of the reasons why we have to pierce through it because, you know, we have to recognize that the media plays a large role. They would rather describe the he said, she said. And one thing that you'll see, and you'll see this with other issues that I'm certain that you've covered because I've watched your or listened to your programs before, that what will happen is that they, in a piece that supposedly is a report or that is news, they will state that, you know, the fluoride is put in the water because it reduces tooth decay. It's been proven to do that, but these people claim that it's harmful. I mean, that's not news. That's their opinion, you know, going out there and selling this themselves.
Yes.
That's what we're all up against, basically. So I have a telephone number, 800-728-3833 that people are welcome to call me on, and I can help guide them through certain issues. I have an email that they can do where I can send them specific documents depending upon what state that they're in that may be helpful. And that's an easy one. It's just my name with reverse, but Green Jeff, GreenJeff at Cox, that's COX, .net. And I would be happy to talk with people because there are ways for us to do it. You have to be a little bit more disciplined, but it really is something if we don't stand up for this. I'm sorry. It's just like you said before, or Alex said before, you're looking at statin drugs or lithium. lithium or other things can be placed in the water too.
And, of course, they always make jokes in national publications, Southern Poverty Law Center and others. Alex Jones thinks fluoride's bad, and he thinks they want to put drugs to control our minds. Meanwhile, AP, Fox, CNN, Japanese TV, they're going, oh, we should put lithium in. Oh, we should put statins in. Oh, we should certify embryos beforehand to make sure there's not aggressive genes in them. I mean, they're just total nanny state of total control coming down on us. Jeff, in closing, where is the fight going right now? What can we do around the country to fight back against states that are trying to pass laws now saying, you know, before they just snuck it in, now they're like, it's the law, you will do this.
Well, here's the part to remember is by the time it gets to a city council meeting, and I'm sorry what this sounds like, but whether it's a city council meeting or it's a state legislature, by the time the decisions have already been made. You know, they've already made those decisions that, you know, these are dog and pony shows when you get there. So that the opportunity is contact with people who are in the community that are like-minded. You get in contact with people like myself or other people that are involved, and you prepare for it because the truth is you can block this, you can stop them from putting it in the water.
I want to hear how you do that. Let's do one more segment. We'll be right back. Infowars.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps, peace of mind in a box.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Well connected.
Your little broken.
gone. We need to get this guy on. Listen, Don Henley, his songs are so good. I was rediscovering some of that music on this road trip. Listening to it on the iPad. So politically aware from like the 80s with deep understanding. There's folks out there that know exactly what's going on. It's just they've got to speak out. They've got to be involved. By the way, I talked to Dave Mustaine this morning. He's been trying to get a hold of me for weeks, and I'm out of control. I don't even call Charlie Sheen back when he calls me and stuff. I just am so obsessed with news and information. But I really like Dave Mustaine. He said he did not endorse Santorum. He was just offhandedly saying, I like this guy, I like that guy, I like Ron Paul. But then he says stuff that doesn't make sense. I like Santorum on the Christian issues. Side issue, Dave Mustaine said, well, I already put a press release out. You know, he would have basically said all this on my show first, but I never got the message. And he said, no, I did not endorse Santorum. But he's invited me over to the concert and stuff when he's in Austin next week and more. I'll just leave it at that. So look for some surprises. He was going to get out to town a few months ago, and then I had some stuff that came up, and so couldn't host him. But he is coming to town, coming to stay over at my house. That should be interesting. You can't make up that level of wildness. The combo of Alex Jones, Dave Mustaine. Not name dropping. It's just that is interesting. I haven't plugged books, videos, DVDs, nothing in over 2 hours. I'm losing money on this trip, by the way, because I'm giving half the profits to radio stations. I won't be able to do that next time. It's just I can't lose money and keep operating. But be sure and buy the books, the DVDs, the materials, the PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. If you believe in this info and this platform for activists and fighters that we, you know, use it as a jump point for others. To build them up and inform others. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to our guest, Jeff Green, really an articulate gentleman, really valiantly fighting the forced poisoning of the public, not even forced medicating, National Director of Citizens for Safe Drinking Water. We got a minute or two, 3 minutes left here. I wanted to let you take us out of this hour. Aaron Dykes is coming up with Cindy Sheehan, and I'll also be popping in. I've got to go get packed. We keep getting our destinations at like midnight, so I've got to go get packed to get back on the bus just so I can get toward the next place we're going by like midnight so I can get home earlier tomorrow. And so I probably will call in on my own show once Cindy Sheehan comes on. So I've got a few questions for her as well, but Aaron Dykes coming up. Just take us out. How can you block it before they put the poison in? Because now they're coming in trying to actually make it the law.
Well, and in fact, whether they've already put it in or they're going to put it in, we have to recognize, one, that this is not an educational game, and that's the hardest part for most of us. Almost every one of us started out thinking that if we could educate them, if we could tell, if they knew what we knew, they wouldn't be doing this. And then you find out that's not true at all. That this is a power game. It's about control. It's about power. And in fact, you have to understand what power you have to affect this. And as long as we're begging them or, you know, somehow or other trying to cajole them into thinking that they're doing the right thing. You know, anytime you're in a water system where someone's decided they're going to put something in there and doesn't realize you can't control dosage unless you control how much water somebody drinks, you know, you don't have somebody that is smart enough to be your representative. So the real question then is, do you throw them all out? Well, I mean, gosh, it's all happening all across the United States. Or do you find ways to be able to force them to engage? Right now, anybody who is basically what we call a legislative person, a person who's been elected, they have certain protections that says they get to rely on experts. And what we found is that there's a process of being able to really eliminate that reliance on those experts.
This is too important. Do it 2 or 3 minutes on this last segment on how we can reverse this for the InfoWarriors.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.